I'm going to ask you a question. What is this? Paracord. Anybody know what paracord is? What it's used for? Yeah. See, I got one right there I made. What's its original use? Parachutes. It's the cord they use for parachutes. It's pretty sturdy. Is that of one accord? Is that all the same? Yes. It's all nylon. It's all blue. What about this one? Is it a jump rope? Is it paracord? It's paracord. It's the same thing. It has different colors. Same nylon, same number of weaves. So just hang on to that. I know y'all like for me to do that. Now, my lesson this morning is of one accord. And I named it Army versus Navy. Now, I think Kenneth is wearing the Navy gold today. He may not know it, but he's wearing Navy gold. Has he been a traitor and wearing the green and gold of Green Bay? But I knew that wasn't happening. So it's Navy gold, and they won yesterday. Rather substantially. Army got beat 31-7. So it was not a good game for Army. But I want us to look at some things. What do these scriptures have to do with us? Acts 1 verse 14. These all with one accord continued steadfastly in prayer with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. What does that have to do with being of one accord? What do you think they were praying about? This is when Jesus has just ascended back to the back to heaven, and the apostles go back to the upper room with Mary and all of the disciples, and they're praying. What do you think they're praying about? For the one he was going to send? Okay, we know he was told him he was going, if he didn't go to heaven, then he wouldn't, nobody was going to come and take care of him. He had to go back to send the Holy Ghost. What else would they be praying for? Protection? Anybody else? Y'all can talk. It don't hurt. Y'all can talk. What about guidance? They know Pentecost is coming. They know that they are going to be there when all of the Jews come into town. And they are supposed to preach to the crowds. What are you going to be praying for? Guidance, wisdom, understanding, courage? It says they were one of one accord. What does that one accord mean? Next one, Wayne. Acts chapter 2, and the day of Pentecost was come, and they were all together in one place. What were they preparing for? They were preparing for the multitudes. What are you going to pray again about this time? What you're going to say? Who's going to lead you? And if you remember this story, what happens? The Holy Spirit comes upon them to guide them and direct them in their thoughts and their words. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. If there is therefore any exhortation in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any tender mercies and compassions, make full my joy that you be of the same mind, having the same love, and being of one accord, of one mind. So are we of one accord? In this room, are we of one accord? I'm going to say yes and no. Yes, we are of one accord when it comes to knowing that God is our Creator, that Jesus is our Savior, and the Holy Spirit is our guide as we study the Word of God, and He leads us in the directions that we are to go. We are one accord. But why are we not of one accord? Have I got you confused? Your mother and daddy here? Okay, I'll talk about them anyway. Jim and Donna have a philosophy of making disciples. Do they not? Everybody knows they have a great organization that goes and knocks doors. That's not my philosophy. That's Jim's, and that's great for him and Donna. They do a great job at it. But I have a different philosophy. Is my mindset to make disciples? Yes. But do I do it differently? Yes. So are we of one accord? In a sense, we are. But we're different in the fact as to how we do it. And there's others in this building that have those same examples. Mark and Susan, they have a passion for Africa. And Dale Foster, him and his daughter have a passion for India. Are those things wrong? No, because their passion is to teach Christ. But it's in different places. It's in different locations. Being of one accord with what Scripture says is loving Christ and doing His will. Now, I know I may step on some toes, but I don't think it has anything to do with where we worship, where we come together as a family, whether it's in here or over there. I don't think it has anything to do with what order we do our worship. Do we have our sermon first and the Lord's Supper afterwards? That's the way I was raised. That's the way it should be, right? It doesn't matter. A lot of us, because of our ages, have different ideas in how things should be. But you cannot prove these things most of the time in Scripture, because there is not many examples of how we are to worship. One of the ways that we're told is in Acts chapter 2, the last few verses, they came together. Okay, now y'all listen to this. I want to see if y'all are going to agree to do this. They came together, how? Daily. Okay, if we're going to follow the Scriptures, that means daily we've got to come together, right? I don't see any of this or this. What are you thinking? Scripture tells us that, right? But we don't do that because of through the history and the way our society is today. But the point is, their accord, one accord, was to follow Christ, teach others, make them disciples, and bring them to God. How many of us do that? How many of us think about that? Or are we more concerned? Well, David did things a little different this morning. I didn't like the way he did it. What's that got to do with it? We come here for Christ. Revelation talks about when they open up the fifth seal, an altar of incense, which is the prayers of the saints. That's all God's worried about, is our prayers to Him and worshiping Him. I want to use an example. Make sure you pay attention to what's being said by President Kennedy and these cadets. We knew we'd have some issues with this. So y'all just hang on.
You have a most important responsibility to recognize that your education is just beginning, to play the role that the country hopes and needs and expects from you. But the life of service is a constant test of your will to place the needs of your country above all else. When you watch your contemporaries indulging the urge for material gain, comfort, and personal advancement, your choice will seem hard. Never forget, however, that the battle for freedom takes many forms. Those who, through vigilance and firmness and devotion, are the great servants of this country. But you must be more than the servants of national policy. You must understand not only this country, but other countries. You must be a scientist and an engineer and a physicist. You must know something about strategy and tactics and logistics, but also economics and politics and diplomacy and history. Your posture and your performance will provide many people the only evidence they will ever see as to whether America is truly dedicated to the cause of justice and freedom.
You know, a lot of people say that I sacrificed a lot to come to West Point and that I didn't get to live out the normal college experience.
There's a lot of sacrifices you make.
Get up there!
To be here, it requires great discipline.
You know, we have to put our priorities in order.
It's going
to
be a lot of late nights and a lot of studying, a lot of summer breaks that you're going to miss.
Mentally, physically, morally, my everyday life as a civilian, it changed.
You know, we're going to be defending the Constitution and our democracy and our way of life. And we're going to be doing it together with the guys across from us in the field.
Army Navy game is unique just because of what each of these schools represent and what we came here to do.
It's bigger than just college football.
You know, to go out there and go against guys that have signed up to do the exact same thing that you've done.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about playing.
The first thing you learn when you show up is to beat these guys.
That's what you sign up to do. Sign up to beat Army.
Everything we do is beat Navy. It's written on every brick, every stone.
Off the field, they're our brothers, but on the field, we want to compete.
We're all going to be on the same team one day, which makes this rivalry different than most.
In the years to come, some of you will go to the far reaches of space, and some will go to the bottom of the ocean. What you have chosen to do for your country, by devoting your life to the service of our country, is the greatest contribution that you could make.
Yeah, I don't think I had any regrets.
No regrets at all.
I have no regrets in the choices I made.
No, not one.
In serving the American people, you represent the American people and the best of the ideals of this free society. This nation salutes you, and I thank you.
Army Navy. It's probably, yesterday was the 120th meeting of Army Navy in the football game. It's probably the biggest rivalry in the country. These guys, if you listen to them, they're competitive. They fight one another, I mean, tooth and nail. Out on the field. But after they graduate, what do they do? They come together as a unit. They defend our country. They defend the people that you don't like. You believe that? They defend the Democrats. They defend the Republicans. They defend those groups that want to tear our country down. And why? Because our Commander-in-Chief, President Trump, that's one of his goals, is to protect and change our country. So after graduation, they are brothers. And they fight in combat and die to protect other people. But what do? Aren't we told we're in a battle? And to put on the armor of God? So who do we defend? Do we defend Christ, or do we argue over issues? Do we support Bob during his sermons? Or do half of us get distracted by the kids around us? And we think, why can't they just take them out and be quiet where I can hear? You know what? There's distractions everywhere in life. There was distractions around Christ. Multitudes that screamed and hollered. But did he lose focus? That's what we're to do. We are to be of one accord to spread the gospel. That doesn't mean outside these walls necessarily, which is included. But that means support within these walls. In the last part of President Kennedy's speech, he says, "In serving the American people, you represent the American people. And being of the ideals of this society, this nation salutes you, and I thank you." Are we serving Christ like we should? We say we're Christians, but are we serving Christ like we should? Our goal is to be of one accord, like those in the upper room, like those that went out on Pentecost to teach the gospel. That's our purpose. Just like Jim and Donna are great at local evangelism, Mark and Susan with Africa, and Dale with India. It's like this paracord with different colors. The paracord has the same purpose. It's to be strong. It's to be used for tie downs, for parachutes. Even though it's a different color, it still has the same purpose. That's what we're supposed to do. Christ wants us to be focused on Him and be of one accord. Stephen's got an invitation song. If anybody feels like that they're not of one accord, or they struggle with other issues, now's the time. We can pray for you. If there's any other thing we can do for you at this time, you can come forward.